there are several different ways of trying to keep floodwaters out. Obviously, one of them is to raise the structures up out of floodwaters, which is what I do. And that is a foolproof way. You get the house up above where the floodwaters are going to be, you're obviously not going to get water in the house. But let's be realistic here. It's expensive. And I make no bones about that, because it is extremely labor intensive, and that means expensive. Now, there's several other systems. We talked about the one where it can come up out of the ground and you got plastic around the house that floats and keeps the water from going up against the house. Is that going to, that'll work fine for lower amounts of flood water. The system I was talking about is a company called FloodSafe USA. And I have talked with these people a couple of times. I met them at a home show. And it is a viable system. Now, here's the thing with any system that's not raising the house out of floodwaters. And the FloodSafe people, they were actually the ones who pointed this out to me. The structure of the house is only meant to withstand so much pressure. And so basically, after you get up 2 feet or so, you'll start putting so much water pressure against the walls, they can fail. So you're not going to find a system. If you're getting 3, 4, 5 feet of water in the house, there's not a system you're going to put around the house to keep that much water out. The walls themselves can't handle that structural load. But if you, like the guy we were just talking to, only had, say, 12 inches or 18 inches in the house, and you want to try to keep that out, take a look at this FloodSafe USA. The reason I like this particular system, it is one of those where the house stays looking the same. You're not having a whole bunch of stuff that you got to do if the floodwaters start coming up. So it's not, is it going to be foolproof? Who knows? You probably still may get a little bit here and there, but you're protecting the majority of your house. So, it is something I would take a look at. In fact, Josh, is that somebody I can go to? Okay. We had somebody who just called in. Tasha?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Who are you with?
This is Tasha Nielsen. I'm actually the CEO of Flood Frame.
Okay.
I believe you've had a couple of questions about our product.
Well, not your product in particular, but probably you in general, in those type of systems. Now,
okay.
So what how is it you guys do it?
Yeah, so ours is Flood Frame, and we call it the Flood Protection System. It is a waterproof cloth that works entirely on buoyancy. So we install it around the perimeter of the building, underground, with a nice lid on top. So hopefully, you know, we install
okay.
It.
So I did have a caller who. Yeah, this is how this conversation got started. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, great. Yeah. So that's our product. We are installing one in Katy right now. It's almost done, and we're going to have a grand opening for it. So we'd love for people to come by and see it. But the beauty of it is it was actually invented in Europe and has been used throughout Europe. So all of the, you know, testing and training on it has already been done, and we're taking this genius technology and just bringing it to Texas.
Okay.
But the way it works is on buoyancy. So it's installed underground, and when a flood comes in, we have an automatic or a manual system. So manual just means you got to take the lids off, because all you got to do is get the lids off, and then the rest works by buoyancy.
Okay.
So the automatic system, we have a system set up so the lids will come off for you. And then after that, if you kind of picture like a pool noodle, that noodle is always going to float on top of water.
Right.
So one end of the cloth is tethered down in the ground, and then the other end is around kind of like a pool noodle, and it'll continue to unroll up the building as high as the water goes, providing a barrier between your house and the water.
Okay, so how high can it go?
So what you have to think about is your structure itself, your house, is holding back the weight of water. So
right.
It depends on how much pressure your house can take. So it depends on, you know, what material it's made out of, how old it is, all of that being said, the Corps of Engineers has done a study on old wood frame mason buildings, and they say safely 3 to 3.5 feet. We've had some preliminary calculations done by Texas A&M where they say mason wood buildings, they really think it can go up to about 5 feet. So we're doing them anywhere between the 3 and 5 feet, depending on how old the house is.
Okay. What do you do with doorways and garages?
Yes. So if you actually watch the video, it'll help you kind of wrap your head around how it works. But if there's a doorway with a frame, the cloth is actually strong enough to where hold itself against the frame. So in the video we have online, you can actually open the door and it's just kind of sitting there in front. If you have a bigger area that we need to go around, we provide either what we call a temporary wall or a permanent fence. So the temporary wall is basically a piece of plywood that you put in your garage, and then when you think the flood's going to come, you come set it up, and now that is what flood frame uses to roll up against.
Okay.
Or we can do more of like a permanent fence that looks like a nice picket fence.
So does it stretch across the you dig a trench then across where the garage door opening is, or how do you have the material there? Okay.
Yes, we dig it across. We saw cut the driveway, put it in there, and then in that area we have a steel lid so that you can drive on top of it.
Okay. Is it waterproof, or can we still expect we're going to get a little bit of stuff here and there?
So the cloth itself is waterproof, and we dig it down into the ground, and we have cement around it. So you've got a pretty good watertight structure. Of course, if a flood is going to stay for weeks, you could expect seepage. So for that case, we actually include what we call the drainage system on the inside between the box and the house. And it's basically like a foundation watering system. It's a 4-inch drainage pipe, you know, perforated pipe with gravel on top. And
that music means I've got to take a quick break.
Okay.
If you don't mind, I'm going to put you on hold for just a minute. And I'll finish up with you when we come back for just a quick second before we head back into calls. Tasha, the name of the company is Flood Frames?
Flood Frame. Yes, sir.
Okay.
No S.
No S. Okay. Flood Frame. So you said you're installing one in Katy, did you say?
Yes, it's technically Houston, but it's the Katy area. It's
okay.
Just south of I-10 on Fry Road is our first installation. And then we've got one going in up north and a few more down the pipeline. So we just launched our Texas company back in March, and we're getting the first one started now. But like I mentioned earlier, it's not a new product. It's not new technology.
Sure.
So all of the kinks have kind of been worked out already, and now we just get to take advantage of them.
So the number that you just called from, because it comes up on our caller ID, is that a number I can get a hold of you? Because I would love to come out and see this.
Absolutely, yes. This is the number that I give to all the clients and everybody, so you can call me back anytime.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you a call. I'd love to come out and see it. Now, I'm going to tell you up front, I'm a competitor because I do house raisings. But there's a lot of times, you know, if somebody only has 12 inches of water in their house, it really is expensive to raise a house to get it up out of the floodwaters. And using one of these other systems makes a lot more sense. And the numbers that the caller was tossing around, you sounded pretty reasonable in cost.
Yes, it is pretty reasonable. When I've done the comparison against other flood options, we definitely come out the most affordable.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to give you a call and see if I can come out and take a look at a project this week.
That would be great.